This is Fresh Air. We're going to remember Dan Hicks, who died of liver cancer Saturday. He was 74. He was a singer, songwriter, and leader of the band Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks, which he formed in the late 1960s in San Francisco. His music, an acoustic mix of folk, jazz, and swing, with modern, quirky lyrics, was out of step with the rock bands of the time. But our rock historian Ed Ward says Hicks was so far behind the times, he was ahead of them. We're going to listen back to a piece Ed recorded about Hicks in 2002 after the release of the album The Most of Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks, which collected previously unreleased demos along with tracks from the band's first album.
By 1969, Dan Hicks was already a San Francisco scene veteran. He'd been the drummer and later a guitarist with the first of the psychedelic bands there, the Charlatans, who specialized in Wild West attire and electric folk rock, but got passed over when the recording gold rush came to town. But Hicks had another vision, one that was to put him completely at odds with what America expected from the city of the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead.
I've talked to your mother and I've talked to your dad. They say they've tried, but it's all in vain. I've begged and I've pleaded, I've even got mad. Now we must face it, you give me a pain. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen, you always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Quitting the Charlatans, he cast around the city for acoustic musicians. Instead of a lead guitar, he wanted a violin and recruited David LaFlame for that job, but lost him when LaFlame started his own band, It's a Beautiful Day. Hicks wanted call and response with a couple of girl singers and found Tina Gancher and Sherry Snow. The band was delayed while their bassist, Jamie Leopold, did a few months for selling pot, but when he came back, he brought along his guitar-playing roommate, John Weber, and the Hot Licks were almost there. With a recording deadline looming, Hicks took his mother to a cocktail lounge for her birthday and heard Sid Page playing violin. That was it.
Baby, you sure are looking good tonight.
Thanks, handsome.
Sure do like your style. All the while.
She's a bit all tiny, but that's all right with me. She wears a dress of velvet that hangs below her knees, her knees. She...
While his peers were delving deeper into electric blues and hard rock, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks were exploring swing, and their first album, Original Recordings, baffled nearly everyone who heard it. Nonetheless, Epic Records called them back to do a second one, produced by blues scholar Pete Welding, but it was never finished or released. Still, it had made an impression on some people, and in late 1970, Tommy LaPuma, who was a partner in a new record label called Blue Thumb, signed the latest edition of the Hot Licks to the label and set them up in the Troubadour, an L.A. nightclub, for 5 days and recorded them live.
This is a little exercise in control, this next tune. You probably think it's easy being up here singing and everything and playing. It's not. It's not easy. Thank you.
It was the right decision. In the couple of years since their debut, the Hot Licks, and fiddler Sid Page in particular, had gotten hotter. Naomi Ruth Eisenberg and Mary Ann Price were far more accomplished vocalists than the previous girl singers had been, and John Weber was gone.
This expresses our feeling, ladies and gentlemen. It's called I Feel Like Singing.
There are people who live for the moment,
the moment,
the moment,
the moment,
and others who don't.
don't seem to get much enjoyment.
Enjoyment.
Some are always glad, others always sad. But lately, seems that I've been
somewhere in between.
It's a funny feeling.
Love is what I mean.
Yes, I'm so in love.
Can't tell down from up above.
Down from up above. I feel like singing. I feel like singing.
The resulting album, Where's the Money, flopped, rising only as high as 195 on the Hot 200. Undeterred, LaPuma put the band in the studio and tried again, this time with a hot lead acoustic guitarist for Page to interact with, John Gerton.
Some folks think it's cool to have some kind of lover. He don't believe it's true because he just found another. And when they see him, they might see him on the street. He walks with rhythm, so he's got some kind of beat.
He clicks his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit.
He knocks him out,
though he looks alone.
Somebody
wants him on the phone.
Shout,
they won't shout.
He's walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can count some fame. They don't know what he's...
Striking It Rich, the second album, was a masterpiece. Marianne Price's sardonic reading of Johnny Mercer's I'm an Old Cowhand became a number so identified with her that she still performs it today. And they re-recorded a couple of numbers from the early days, Canned Music and I Scare Myself, and brought them to perfection, particularly the latter tune, where Sid Page spent 2 minutes and 47 seconds fiddling himself into history. The second Blue Thumb album did no better than the first, but the band toured and they went in for a third try. This time it showed signs of life, rising to number 67 on the charts. As always, there was life in the grooves, too.
I'm standing on a corner with the feet in my shoes, racking my brain out to pay my dues. My jug's empty of my number one booze, long comes a viper and I blow my blues.
I got the elation, hesitation, discretion, coagulation, relation, anxiety, meditation, propagation, mop, talk, talk, a bunch of coffee, blues. Never too late to be up today. You can get it now, but you have to wait.
Well, I'm coming, chick. Come a little dolly. She's out walking a
big fat collie.
Collie. Miss Marta says,
you look about it, jolly.
There ain't none left, but I'm really mad, Sally.
I got the outer space, water race, drop the mace in my face, a goose chase, a water taste, match, stretch, stretch, catch, blue.
Maybe it was a joke calling it Last Train to Hicksville, the home of Happy Feet, but that's what it turned out to be. One day in 1973, Dan just broke up the band, and that was that. One of America's best bands disappeared before most people had had a chance to hear them. He finally got another album out in 2000 with guest appearances by Ricky Lee Jones, Bette Midler, Elvis Costello, and Tom Waits, among others, and Sid back on the violin.
Ed Ward recorded that profile of Dan Hicks in 2002. Hicks died Saturday of liver cancer. He was 74.
Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome.
Tomorrow, my guest will be Joel Grey. He originated the role of the decadent MC in the 1967 Broadway production of Cabaret and co-starred in Chicago and Wicked. He's written a new memoir about his career and about being gay and closeted. He fell in love with an actress, they raised two children, and then divorced. Only recently did he publicly come out. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. I'm Terry Gross.